Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Aleph, and we are on the top of Ayin Aleph from Aleph. We're by the Mishnah. We're in the 10th Perek Nara Hamaorasa, all about Hafaras Nedarim, the power of the father, the power of the husband. What happens when they are together? Do we look at one as the Iker, one as the Tafel? Do they combine? So now we get to the top of Ayin Aleph, Ayin Aleph, the next detail within these sugyas. As we mentioned, some of these dafim have a lot of Ran, just a little, only a couple of lines of Gemara, so it gives us the opportunity to talk about various different related topics to the sugyas involved on the daf. So, says the Mishnah, the top of the daf, Nadra vihi Arusa, a woman makes a neder while she is an Arusa. So at this point, she is in the Rishus, or she is in the power for Hafaras Nedarim purposes of the husband and the father. But then what happens? Nisgarsha Bavayom. Then she gets divorced. The Arus divorces her. And then what? Nisarsa Bavayom. Then she quickly gets Nisaris again to another man. Afilu Lameya. Even back and forth to 100, she keeps getting married, divorced. Avia ubala acharon mifirin edareha. Her father and her new husband can be made for the nedarim. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. So again, a woman gets divorced and she gets remarried. The father and the husband, the last husband, can be made for the nedarim. Zeaklal, kol shelo yatza l'rishus atzva shah achas, as long as she didn't go to her own rishus. One moment, what does it mean, her own rishus? So either that means nisuin, if a woman has nisuin, so then she is out of the rishus of the father. Even if she is young enough to be in the rishus of the father, that's called a yisoma b'chayi ha'av, a woman who is an orphan, b'chayi ha'av, while the father's alive, halachically, she's out of the rishus of the father, if she had nisuin, or she had bagrus, as we had in the previous Mishnah, when the Mishnah said enough, ayin amad aleph, b'davar ech acher yafek koch ha'bal mikoch ha'av. Regarding another area, the koch ha'bal is greater, that the baal is mefer b'beger, and the av is not mefer b'beger. As we discussed last time, based on the svara of kol noderes al das baile, noderes applies even by bagrus, but by when it comes to a father, that's a din of rishus, not a din of das, and therefore there would be a difference. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Even if a woman made nedarim and she was in a previous state of erusin at the time, the new husband can be made for the nedarim, even though they weren't taken originally. We mentioned this earlier already, that a arus can be mefer, discuss the sugya of arus mefer bekodman. So that's the Mishnah. The Nemuki Yosef points out, a number of points to talk about on the Mishnah, the Nemuki Yosef points out that the language of the Mishnah is a bidi eved lashon. It says, Nadra vihi arusa, nisgarsha bobayom. She is nisgar, she becomes nisgar. She doesn't say, and then it says, nisarsa bobayom. Then she is nisares. Why is it a lashon of bidi eved? Says the Nemuki Yosef, because we know the Mishnah tells us in Yevamah, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, there is a din d'rabbanan called Havchana, of not marrying within 3 months after the previous marriage. Says the Nebuki Yosef right here, v'nis'arsa d'ka'amrina d'yeved afkahu. Nis'ares, she became married again, that's a lashon d'yeved. D'ilu l'chadchila asur l'lis'ares ad gimel chadashim l'rishon. Because on a l'chadchila level, she cannot get remarried until after 3 months. Avalim avra v'nis'arsa lo mafkinan la k'di'isa hasa b'yevamas. If she violated, if she did get remarried within the 3 months, so then we say that she can stay married. This is a machlokas tanoim over there in Maseches Yevamos. Because if you think about it, what's the whole reason for the din of Havchana? The reason is because you want to make sure you know who the father is. And that is why you have to wait 3 months to see of Hukar Uvra. That's a separate halacha. What about, would we say that if a woman could take a pregnancy test, Bizman Azeh, do we say that she could get married within 3 months? We generally say no. We say that it's a low plug and it doesn't matter. So that's really a machlokas tanoim over there in Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph, whether we say the principle of low plug when it comes to the din of Havchana, meaning even after erusin, what if there's no chance that this woman is pregnant because there was only erusin? Or let's say the husband was sick and in the hospital for a few months. What if the husband was in jail for a few months? What if he was away? So we know that this woman is not pregnant for the last couple of months when the woman was previously married. No, we still say that there's machlokes, but we paskin that there is still the din of Havchana. This is the Mishnah, Yevamis Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hayevama, lo tachlots velo tisyabim, achiyish lo shlosha chadashim. A Yevama does not do chalitza or yibum until 3 months. Right? Chalitza, that's also a chiddush, because she's not having a maisa biyah with the second marriage. She's doing chalitza. But still, we wait. Halacha l'maisa, we wait until day 91 in order to do chalitza. V'chein kol shar hanashim, lo yis'arsu, v'lo yinasu, achayu lo enshlosha chadashim. They can't have erusin, they can't have yisuin until we wait 3 months. Echad besulos, v'echad beulos, echad gerushos, v'echad almanos, echad nesuos, v'echad arusos. So we pass it across the board. Reb Yehuda Omer, no. Reb Yehuda says there's no lo plug. Hanesuos yisarsu, v'ha'arusos yinasu. Reb Yehuda says, b'manavshach, if she had nisuin, she could at least do erusin in the second marriage. If she had erusin, she could even do nisuin in the second marriage. Because there's no, the whole reason doesn't apply. You don't always say lo plug by a din d'rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't say it here. Chutz min arusa shev Yehuda. Shalibo gaspa. The arusas in Yehuda, which used to have yichud, so that we say, they're not allowed to, get married within 3 months because they also have bia during that time. But the Tanakama, who we paskin like, says lo plug. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol anashim yisarsu, chutz min ha'amana b'preho ibo. Rabbi Yossi also, the Gemara talks about what exactly is the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says you could have erusin except for an almana for other reasons, not because of issues of havchana, but issues of avelus. So that is the din in the Mishnah. So that's why the Nemuki Yosef here says this is a lashon of bidi evet. The Cheshek Shlomo here, Reb Shlomo Mivilna, has another ha'ara additional. Not only like the Nemuki Yosef that he says this Mishnah is taking a stand on that machlokas, and that's why the Mishnah only uses a lashon of bidi eved. If she got married on the same day, it's okay. Meaning she shouldn't get married, even though she only had erusin. Says the Cheshek Shlomo right here. Tzarech lomar de basis and asya be'emes kreb yosi. Da arusos yinasu v'hanasuos yisarsu. Number one, he says, he's not medayik in the language b'di'evid. He says maybe it's going like the other opinion that allows it. V'nira de mizer raya. But then he quotes another issue. Another machlokas tanoyan. When do you start counting the 3 months from? Do you start counting it from the day of the actual divorce? Or there is a day in the Tanoim, and the Amoraim really expand upon this, that you start counting from the day that the get was written, not the day that the get was given, even from the day that the get was written. V'nira demizer raya dekaimalan demonin leget mishas nesina, says the Cheshek Shlomo. You see from our Mishnah that you go from the moment that it was given. Why? De la hagirsa de lan, bigmar git and daf yitches, de hilchas de morim just ksiva, hadra kushi la duchte. Because if you say like the other opinion, that you start counting from shas ksiva, from the day that the get was written, and there is already an isser for a man to live with his wife from the moment that the get is written, so if you say that, so dilma nakat, de lama nakat, va hadra dafka, homishkachas la, de tis aris la acher nami, bo ba yo, afil rabbi mayor. Kigod de tis acher gimel chadasha mixivil in asina. Ubi yom an asina, shama aneder, vakakasar, so la acher, bo ba yom, vitsarachian. Because if you say your mona, mishas, kisiva, so that it could be according to other opinions too. Maybe you wrote the get a couple of months ago before the actual divorce took place. And then he says, miseraya, that you go by shas kisiva. So the Nemuki Yosef brings to the table one machlokas about the low plug of the Mishnah, but then the Cheshek Shlomo brings to us another machlokas. Would you write the, do you count the 3 months from the Shas Ksiva or from the Shas Nesina? This itself is a major discussion we have had in a while, so we'll have a little bit of it, right now. And that is, which is the more obvious opinion in the machlokas of Maseches Gittin? Yud Chesem and Aleph. When do you start counting the 3 months? Rav says you count from the moment of Nesina. Nesina Saget. Shmuel says you start from Ksiva Saget. So 1 second. If there's a Dindra Abanan of 3 months that you count from the divorce, then so what that you wrote a get? You can write a get and not get divorced for 4 years. So what do you mean counting from Shas Nesina, from Shas Ksiva Saget? But why would Shmuel say that you start from Shas Ksiva? Pashtus is because he holds that you don't say lo plug. You don't say lo plug, and therefore you go from the moment that there was no bia, and from Shas Ksiva they still didn't have bia, and therefore you can start the 3 months from then. So now the chiddush is, so what is Rav? Rav says you only go by Shas Nesina. So then why does he say that? What if the get was written 2-3 months ago? So Rav said, no, this is a din in separating marriages. Even though the root of it is bia, that there shouldn't have been any bia, and you want to know who the father is, but you would go by, you will go by the separation of marriages. But then if you throw it back on Shmuel, maybe there's an even deeper understanding of Shmuel's din. Not just that, oh, practically there was no bia from that moment, but Achronim suggest a deeper idea. That once the get is written, there are certain halachos of divorce that might already kick in. And therefore, it's not just they haven't had bia, they're fully married, but they haven't had bia, but there's a hafkas mixas ishus, even from the moment that the get was written, only if it turns into a divorce eventually. Meaning, if somebody writes a get and then never gets divorced, we're not going to say they were partially divorced. But once the divorce takes place, we can look at that the divorce started even earlier, even from Ksivas Haget, and even there are some sources in Maseches Gittin, maybe even from the decision to divorce. What is the, where does that come from? That's a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, and the Rishonim talk about it, the Shita of Shimon. Kivin shenosav einav lagarsha, shuv ein lo peiros. Rabbi Shimon holds that the husband who gets certain peiros from some of the nechasim that the wife brought in, he loses the power to eat peiros right when he decides to divorce his wife. That's the language of the Gemara. Kivin shenosav einav lagarsha, shuv ein lo baal peiros. Gittin yurchesom an aleph. So if you take that lashon literally, some Rishonim say, it doesn't really mean that. Nosa einav. It means, mishas ksivas haget. But even if you say ksivas haget, it's earlier, so we see halachos of divorce already kick in before the actual divorce. And there are even amazing applications of this principle quoted in various Rishonim. Some Rishonim, we'll read first the Rashbam in Maseches Baba Basra. The Rashbam says, on Kuf Mem Vav Mabes, the case is as follows there in the Gemara. Somebody's married, and they say to him, you know, your wife does not have a sense of smell. He's like, really? I didn't know that. They said, yeah, she can't smell. He says, well, that's megatos. I can't believe that. I'm going to test her out. Says the Gemara, Maisa Bada Mechad, Sharmelo Ishto Totraniti. So he took her into like a dilapidated house with in mind to test her. Amar la, reach tznon ani mariach bagalil. He says, you smell something? You smell that smell of a radish? Kind of testing her. Amra le, and she realizes what's going on. And she says a line that is somewhat sarcastic. We don't know exactly what it was meant. Man yavlan mi kosavos di yericho v'achal nabe. Oh, I wish I had some dates of Yericho, right? Yericho was known as the Irat Smarim, and I'll eat it. And all of a sudden, during this conversation, the Chorba falls down and she dies. Navala Chorba Vamesa, Amru Chachamim, says the Gemara, Ho'avalo Nichnas Achareha El Labodka, Mesa Eina Yorsha. Since he went in to test to see if she had a sense of smell, and if not, he would have divorced her, so therefore there's already... How do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says there's already certain halachos that kick in of the breaking up of the marriage. If she dies, he does not yarshin her. What does that mean? Why? Says the Rashbam right there. Why? Because he had in mind to divorce, so there's already a stain on the relationship between them, and Yerusha is lost, that power. And then the Rashbam adds, Umehacha Shaminan, which is a huge chiddush. You could have other interpretations of this Gemara, which we're not going to go through. But look at how the Rashbam understands this. Umehacha Shaminan, Shemisa Mesa Ishto Mito Ketata, Sheyesh Bidaito Lagarsha. If a person has in mind to divorce his wife, because they got into a fight. And he has a wife to divorce his wife. Shuv eino yarsha. He does not yarshin her. Kidda amrina bebeseches gittin. Mishanase eino vlagarsha shuv ein labal peros. So, number one, the Rashbam is a huge chiddush in that, who says we pasken like that, Reb Shimon? Number two, who says it's extended to other areas of halacha? The special din d'rabbanan of peros. You're going to say Yerusha. Yerusha might even be daraisa. Machlokas, whether Yerusha Zaval is daraisa or d'rabbanan. But do we extend it? We might not even pasken like Reb Shimon. But he extends it. That's the Rashbam. Where does this come from? What's the svara? So the Achronim explain. Reb Shechter talks about this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Chaf Dalet. Right when the decision is made, or at least right when the get is written, there's already a hafkas mixas ishus. Just like al derech mashal, going into a marriage, it goes in stages. Erusin first connects them on a daraisa level, but there is still, at least on a drabbanan level, an iser of an aris larusa, and aris can't live with it as arusa until after sheva brachas, until after nisuin. So it goes up in gradations and levels. So too in the opposite. I'll read from Rav Shechter's words. Ubezech yidei Shmuel, di af de pshita de ha'isha adayin agida gabei, v'yasira la'alma machmatei, atshas de sinas haget, even though, obviously, they're connected until the get is given, mikal makom, midrabanan amrinan, shekfar paska ha'ishis shelo b'miksas, mishas ksivas haget. The ishis is partially broken. The b'chalishis yish beis chalakim. Ha'echad ha'isra l'kulei alma, ha'beis ha'heter l'baila. Right, there are two elements, the Isser to everybody, the Heter Labaila. And that's what Shmuel's Chiddush is, that the 3 months of Avchana go by Shas Ksiva, that the Gabe, this three halachos, you go by a Ksiva Saget. And it's not similar, and this is what the Gemara says, it's not similar to, let's say, you know, the husband was in jail for 5 months. So does Shmuel also go by the moment he went into jail? The answer is no. There Shmuel would agree. You go by the divorce, even though you know they didn't have bia, because there's a difference between ksiva saget and being in jail and being sick. Where else do you see this? Another amazing application in the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Gittin, in the second parak. The Yamshel Shlomo says, halacha l'maisa, umaisa baliyadi. I had a shayla. Be'echad shahaya biktate mishto. He was fighting with his wife. V'hayalo das bar lagarsha. He added a mind to divorce her. And he was separated, maybe. U'betoch oso haktat mesa. And during that time of ketata, she died. V'horesilo. I paskind shelo leshev zayin yimei avelos. Wow. He doesn't sit shiva for his wife. V'shalola his abel aleha. And it doesn't have any of the nihugim. What's my raya? The Rashbam in Baba Basra. Vevesi raya midibri harashbam in Baba Basra. Shehi says the Rashbam. Ubishapasakach afil in Yerusha Baal Shuda Raisa according to certain deus. So I pask in this way that he would not sit shiva. And then he has a line. After all, if he doesn't feel the avelus, he's on his wife, how could we force him to sit shiva? Ech yala al das ha'adam la'avilo ma'she'en libo avel. That's putting an emotional view. He says, let's say somebody hates their sibling. So he says, ve'en yo marlofana, unehi deva avel ma'mish lo chilku rabo seinu beinu avlasone. Even though by a regular blood relative, we wouldn't say that. Ha'cha yesh ve'yesh l'chalik. Here you can be machalik. Why? He doesn't explain it. So they give me mechalek. Va'od hasam acher dis like kurva begabei afilu usono mikol makom psaru b'nichru rachamav v'shayach be'avilus muriris halev. He says deep down, if you're blood relative, you're a blood relative. Aval kahaygavne kuli alma moda. The chashav levali be'kilu azlamine ve'ein kan avilus muriris halev. The whole community was wondering how I could paskin that way. V'shalachti divarai l'zakenei Yerushalayim. I send my words to the zakenim of Yerushalayim. V'kasav li zaken echad v'chacha mufla shechachmei Yerushalayim eskimu l'kal v'chomer shadanti m'divrei Rashbam. Okay? He says the chachmei Yerushalayim agreed to me. Doesn't quote who, but this is the Rashbam and the Yamshel Shlomo building on the Rashbam. So again, that is all related to the Cheshek Shlomo right here on our Mishnah, that a woman should not get remarried within 3 months. And this Mishnah sounds like using a Lashon to B'di'evet. Number one, we paskin that even in the cases where it does not apply we still say that the din applies, even if the reason doesn't apply. We say lo plug, and also it goes by shas desina and not by shas ksiva. So a little more, and then we'll come back to another comment on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, mi nalon da'aris achron mefir nedarim sheniru la'aris rishon. How do you know that, like the case of our Mishnah, this a fourth erusin, there's a hundredth erusin, and that last arus has the power to be made for nedarim from an earlier? As the Ron explains here, this whole lashon is the lashon of Shmuel, who's going to give the answer. Even the minalon, Shmuel had a mesorah, says the Ron, and the other Rishonim, that this Mishnah is talking about a case where the first arus heard about the nedarim, and then there was divorce before he did anything about it. It was not about a case. He had that mesorah about this Mishnah. It wasn't about a case where the first arus didn't hear about it. That would have been a lesser of a chiddush. You'd have said, okay, but if the first arus hear about it, he had to be made for it before. But Shmuel had a mesorah. If you look in the medium, in the small lines of the Ran, in the middle of the small lines, says the Ran, afilu hachi, Shmuel kibla merabo. Shmuel had a mesorah from his Rebbe. Dechitana bo bayom, mishum shmias arus tanala. It was because that the first arus had heard about it. Mishum hachi amar minani mili. That's why the Gemara asks, how do you know? The Gemara is not going to quote a pasuk here relating to this, the basic din of the Mishnah, but go beyond that. It's not really the Gemara asking, the narrator of the Gemara. It's as if the Gemara says as follows, says the Ran. Amar Shmuel, minani mili daris achron mefer nedarim sheniru larishon. It's really Shmuel asking the question to be able to give an answer. And he says you find that sometimes in Shas, where the Gemara asks a question and Amora answers, but really it's the Amora that's asking the question. He says you have that in Neilu Metzias on the first off by Peres Mufuzarim. So you have that here too in the Gemara. So again, the Gemara says, how do you know that the Aris Achra can be made for Nedarim? Sheniru L'Aris Rishonsa Amar Shmuel Amar Krap Vim Hayo Sihye L'Ish. Unidareha aleha, nidarim shahayu aleha kvar, the double lashon, right? If there were, nidarim, hayosi aleha, she was to a husband, unidareha aleha, so we think at this point it's the double hayosi, yeah? Even more than one kiddushin. How do you know? But that doesn't say beferish, that is talking about nidarim that he heard about, so the Gemara says 1 minute, the dil mahani mili shalo niru la'aris harisha. Maybe that pasuk is only teaching me nedarim from a previous erusin, but that were not heard about by the earlier arus. Aval nedarim sheniru la'aris rishon, lo mati made for aris achron. But nedarim that the first arus heard about, the second arus would not be able to be made for. And that's what, put this inside the question, and we know that's what the Mishnah is telling us, so maybe the pasuk is not a good enough makar for the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Aleha kra yiseirehu. The extra word of Aleha is an extra pasuk to teach me, even in this case, even Nidarim, that the first Aris knew about, still he can be mefer. So that's a big chiddush. Why is he able to do that? So we have a limud from the pasuk. But why is he able to do that? So we'll see the lumdus in the Ron of Hashem in a couple of minutes. But first, before we see that, the Rishash here has a lashon where he says the Arish Sheni steps into the first Arish's shoes. Right? This is a Chiddush Gadol. That you might say every marriage is a separate marriage, but if it's done on this day, the Arish Sheni can step into the first Arish's shoes and it can work. There is a Machlokes Achronim. Fascinating. Fascinating Machlokes Achronim. The Ar Sameach and others. The Aris Sheni has to do Erisin on that day. But does he also, Rav Aaron Cutler and the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, holds that as long as the second Aris does Erisin on that day, what if he didn't hear about the nether for a week? The first, Tuesday, the father heard about it, and the first Aris heard about it, and then divorce takes place, and then she gets Nisaris to another Aris, who does not hear about the nether for another week. Is that good enough? As long as the Erisin is on that day, he steps into the first Aris's shoes, and Memela, he has the power of whenever he hears about the Nether, he'll be able to be made for it. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, that's all you need. Shedai bekach shehis Aris la'acher bo bayom, shebazen nichnas ha'aris ha'achron bim komo shel Aris ha'rishon, u'mekabel as koach ha'afar shel ha'rishon, aval ein srichim sheha'aris yafer ba'oso hayom. You don't say, because the first Aris heard about it, the second Aris has to be made for that day. He steps into his shoes, but he has some independence also. As long, whatever he hears about it. That's okay, because it's not considered shtika beforehand if he didn't hear about it. And the Aris HaMeach is obviously before Rav Aaron, but the Aris HaMeach argues. He says, no, he gets the koach hafara of the first Aris, but because the first Aris heard about it, so that also continues with him, and he would be able to be mefer only on that day. Only on that day. Interesting to think about the Nekudas HaMachlokas, how much does he step into the first Aris' shoes, kara de Aris? Do we say he gets all of the positives and the negatives? Is he held hostage to the reality of the first Aris, or does he also have some independence himself? Machlokas Achronim relating to that issue. Okay, let's continue. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. So we have a brisa that supports Shmuel. Again, remember, what's the din of Shmuel? The chiddush of Shmuel is that our Mishnah is even a case where the first Aris heard about it. You don't need Shmuel. You have the Mishnah. If it's a case where the first Aris did not hear about the Nidarim, that's the din of the Mishnah. Shmuel is Machadish, that the Mishnah is also about a case where the Nidarim were heard by the first Aris, and then he divorced, and now you have a second Aris. So Tani Kavati de Shmuel, says the Tosefta, Na'ara ha-ma'orasa, avia u'baila mefir nidareha, Anara ma'orasa, who again is in this middle stage, her father and the husband can be made for Nidarim. Where do we know that from? So as we mentioned, it's not Mefirish Psukim in Chumash. In Chumash, you have the father for a single girl, the husband for a fully married, and you have that middle section in the beginning of Matos, which we understand, based on logic, has to be about the case of Erisin, even though, again, it's not Mefirish. But Ketzad, Shama, what if some cases, Shama Aviyah, the Hefer law, what if the father heard about it and was Mefer? V'lo hispik ha-ba'al lishmoa ad shemes. And then the husband heard about it, did not hear about it, and then he died. Vinis arsa bo bayom. And then she was this aris again, meaning not after becoming a grusha, but becoming an almana. Afilu mea pa'amim avia ubaylo ha'achron mefi nedareha. That's the first case of the Tosefta. We're going to get to the Raya eventually, but let's focus on that case for a minute. So again, the father hears about it and is made fair. And then the husband does not hear about it, and the husband dies. And then she has erisin. So says the Tosefta that now the father and the new Aris could be made for the Nedarim. Says the Ran, is this even according to Beis Hillel, who we had 2 days ago? Beis Hillel said, what if she didn't have a new Arison? Her husband died before he heard about it. Beis Hillel had said back on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, the father does not have power because Miklash Kalish, and not Megas Gaius, because it is so weak. The father was made first. Now the nether is totally weak. So because it's weak, when the Aris dies, he does not have the power to be Morish, such an insignificant nether to the father. If the father had not been made for yet, so then it's still strong, and that's powerful enough to be not an asset, but not tangible, but something significant that you can be morish. That's the language of the Ron earlier. It's chashuv lahorisho la'av. But once the father was mefer, then it's too weak, so the husband who died cannot be morish to the father. What would Beis Hillel say here? Is it better if she has now a new aris? So now the first Aris has to be Morishit to the second Aris. So Beis Hillel says it's not strong enough to be Morishit to the father. Would Beis Hillel agree here? The Ran has 2 days about this. The Ran has 2 days. If you look on the Ran on the sixth wide line, Pirshuk Sas Rishonim Zal. Says the Ran, some Rishonim, I'm a Rishon also, but some Rishonim, he doesn't say that, but some Rishonim say, Dahach Baba Kamaisa Divrei HaKoli. Everybody would agree to this. The machlokes, which the Tosefta is going to quote, is only on the later cases. But in this case, even Beis Hillel would agree. And ask the Ran, how could that be? According to Beis Hillel, who says, in this exact case, but she didn't have a second Arison. Right? She just, the day finished. And she was an almana, and she has a father. So what Beis Hillel say? No good. Miklash Kolish, Kiva the Shama via the Hafer Law, the Iklish Lehai Nidra, it's weak, Diakati, Isala Avalo Batala, Faradile, Hechi Matsi Avaras Akhon Hafer. So if it didn't work there, why should it be any better that she now has a new Arus? So says the Ran, I argue with them, I might argue, but I'm not sure if I agree, but let me explain their Svara. Says the Ram, beautiful. Skipping two lines. Vinira be'enai lefi divrehem. According to their words, you have to say as follows. It is better if it's harder for the dead arus to be morishit to the father, because that's a horasha. If someone has to move. But here it doesn't have to move. The arus sheni himself moves into the shoes of the arus rishon. So the neder doesn't have to move. The arus took the place of the previous arus. Beautiful. The Hainu Taima says the Ran. Mishum de la'el de'ika shini rishus. Demintik le'hai nidra me'aris la'av. Beautiful graphic lumdus the Ran gives. Where the nether has to move from the rishus of the aris of the father, kol hecha de'kalish le'lo matzi mintak. It can't move. It's not strong enough. Avol hacha de'ika aris achron. But here there's an aris achron. Chazina le'lahai aris achron. Kikare derishon. There it is, the Lashon. The second Aris is a stand-in for the Aris Rishon. The Kiva de me Aris la Aris Kaasi. It's easier to go from Aris to Aris, from Aris to Av, because you're not even going from Aris to Aris. The second Aris is the first Aris. Avagab de Iklishle, even though it's weaker, Nidra, Mutsi, Av, Abala Hafer. The Chiagavna, Lav, Intukehu. It's not moving. The person is moving, and the neder is not moving. That's the language of the Ran. And this is a principle which comes up in other places as well, where sometimes the item or the power doesn't move, but the person moves into the shoes. We have that by Eved Ivri. We know that if somebody does not have a son, somebody has an Eved Ivri, and then they die, and they have no sons, the Eved Ivri goes free. But if they have a son, the Eved Ivri goes to the son. So why is that? So the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin discusses Kara Davuha, the same idea that the son moves into the shoes of the father, even though there is no Yerusha when it comes to Eved Ivri, because the idea of Bra Kara Davuha, Sha'omid B'makom Aviv Atachtav, he's in the place of the father. This Eved's not moving down. The son is moving up. For most areas of Yerusha, the assets move down. And that's why it splits to different children, and it splits to the firstborn, and if there are no sons, it might even go to daughters, right, in certain cases. So, usually Yerusha moves. The assets move. But here, by Eved Ivri, the Chiddush of the Torah is that, no, the son moves into the space of the father. You might also have that might be the lamdas about Yerusha Zabal, which we were just talking about. There are different rules between a husband yarshining and a child yarshining, right? The Gemara knows in Masechet Baba Basra in Yish Nochlin that a husband is not yorish his wife bekever. Even though sometimes there are other, what does it mean yorish bekever? Let's say a father has a son and a daughter, and then the son predeceases the father. But the son has children. So when the grandfather dies, the Yerusha goes to the son's children. What do you mean there's no son here? You go to the daughter. There's a concept of Yerusha Bekever. It goes through him even when he's dead. But you don't say that by the husband. Ask Tosas why not. Tosas says, why is it Pasha to the Gemara that the Baal is not Yerusha's wife Bekever? So explain the Achronim that the husband, it's not Yarshin, it's not a blood relative where the assets are going to move. The husband goes in the place of his wife. That's Yerusha's Habal. And therefore, Bekever, you can't say that. You can't become Tachtav. You can't be Bra Kara Davua. You can't be a husband, Kara de wife, in a case where he is not alive. So that's another area, Yerusha and Eved Ivri areas, where you have this concept of a person moving in instead of the item or the halachic principle moving. This also is related to, generally, depending how you look at it, shlichus. This might be how you view a shliach, right? You have the major sugya of shlichus, but if you look in the Lekach Tov, the first Lekach Tov, Simin Klal Aleph, the first piece, Rav Yosef Engel, in the first paragraph, he captures all of shlichus in one paragraph in his classic style. Nistapakti. How do you view shlichus? When I make a shliach, what's the relationship between us? So he has three formulations. Hadakaimon shluchos alam kamoso. Ma wa kavana bazeh. Im a kavana she gufo shel shliach nechshav ki guf ha mishaleach. The shliach is the mishaleach. He is me. Totally. That's an extreme formulation, which would help in certain areas, but a shliach can never do mitzvah shebagufo, right? Which would limit this formulation, but it's still not bad, because you still might say, if you have a result-oriented mitzvah, like tefillin, it has to be on me. Any maisa that can be, that if it's a maisa mitzvah that can be transferred, so you say, it's as if I'm doing it. You could say, his guf is my guf. If it's a result, I have to daven. I have to, you know, if I didn't daven, I didn't daven. You can't make shlichim for certain things, but it makes this formulation a little more tricky. So, is it that he is me? Oh, or no? Hashliach la'adam acher nechshav. The shliach is somebody else. Raksha ha'maisa asher hu oseh b'shlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses l'mashaleach. V'nechshav sha mashaleach asa ha'maisa hu. Next formulation down. No, he's not me, but I did the action that he did. He did the action, it's as if I did the action. That's formulation two. And then you have the third formulation, I didn't even do the action. I get, though, the results of his action. O Dilma, gam ha'maisa ena misyacheses l'mishaleach. I didn't do the action. Rak l'shliach, v'nechshav sh'ashliach asa ha'maisa lo ha'mishaleach. Rak sh'atorah gazra, sh'af sh'adam acher asa ha'maisa. The Torah is mechadish, even if somebody else does the ma'isa, lohu, al kol zeh, kiva sh'shochel l'kach, mo'elas ha'maisa sh'alacher avuro, kilu asa hu. So when the Gemara says, when Rashi quotes in Parshas Bo, Shlucho shel Adam Kamoso, but on the pasuk of everybody shechts their Karban Pesach, so well, what do you need? Did I shecht it? It's mamish I shecht. I did it. He's me, or I didn't do it. He did it, but it's as if I did it. Or no, I didn't do it. It's not as if I did it, but I get the results of that action related to me. And he quotes many, many examples of this in Shas. Just one, which is also Mamash Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara in the second parak in Kiddushin, which discusses whether Shliach Nase Aid. If somebody is a Shliach for something, can they also be an aid? So Rav says yes. Why? If he's the Shliach, well, he's even a better aid. Alume Kama Alimna Lamilsa, says Rav. Because if he's involved, he obviously even knows even more. And the Reb Shimon says, "Ein shliach nasa aid." Why? Kiva de amar mar shlucha shalom kamoso havi le kagufe. Because shlucha shalom kamoso, he's a baldover, and therefore he can't be involved. That what's the machlok is about between Rav and Reb Shela. Not sorry, Reb Shela. He says, "How you look at shlichus? Well, if he's mamish the bailim, so then he's a baldover." Mashenkein, if not. So again, there's a lot regarding shlichus, but again, at root is the issue where somebody, the mishaleach, could step into the shoes of the shliach. Another example, so we have it by shlichus, you have it by Eved Ivri, you have it possibly by certain types of Yerusha, and you also have it right here, you have cases of a second marriage. So usually by a second marriage, you wouldn't say that, but if it's a second marriage regarding a certain halacha that applies to both marriages, then you would say that. Okay, fight. Continues the Gemara. So again, what are we trying to prove here? We're trying to find a proof to Shmuel that a neder that was heard by an Aris Rishon could be hufar by an Aris Achron. So we had case number one. Case number two now of the Tosefta. Shama Baila, 5 lines to the bottom. Shama Baila, the hefer law, if the Baal hears about it, then his mefer, the husband. Velo hispika avlishmoa, adsha meis habal. The husband hears about it, the husband dies. Now you have the father left. What's the halacha? Chozer ha'av u'mefer chelko shel baal. So the father can be mefer now. Mefer his chelik and mefer the chelik of the baal. Mefer everything. That is the Tanakama and Rabbi Nasan Hanan and Rabbi Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai says, like we had earlier. Avo Beis Hillel Omrim, and according to what we just said before, Beis Hillel is only arguing on the second case, not in the first case. Avo Beis Hillel Omrim, ein yachal ha'afer. You can't be mefer. The father cannot be mefer. If the husband heard about it, and there is no new husband, so then the father cannot be mefer. The only case that worked was if there's a second husband, as we just discussed, who takes the place. But if there's no new husband, and the husband was around when she made the neder, so then ain't no yachol hafer without the arashani. But my kamiflagi, what's this machlokas about? So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai savri, Nidarim nami shenir ula aris nisrop na rishus la'af. Beshame would say that even though the first aris heard about it, right when the aris dies, so it's all thrown to the father, and therefore umegas gaius, and then the father could cut it and get rid of it and be mefer. Beis Hillel savri. Beis Hillel says no. Via ubayla achron mefir nidareha. Only with a bal achron he could do it. V'lo umegas gaius, and he can't cut the whole thing himself. But either way, what do you see from both Bisham and Beis Hillel? If there would be a new Aris, then that second Aris would be able to be made for Nedarim that the first Aris knew about. Right? The only problem, according to Beis Hillel, is that there is no second Aris. But if there would be a second Aris, it's clear, what's this case talking about? Nedarim sheniru la'aris. The Brisa says, Beferish, Nedarim that were heard by the Aris Rishon can be gotten rid of by the Aris. By the Aris Achron. So that's a raya to Shmuel from the Tosefta, not taking a stand that whether, right, following Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but that is what is proven from the Tosefta to prove Shmuel. Why is this woman, if we think about these cases of Erisin, this woman is like so focused on getting married again in some of these cases. She gets married again the same day. Erisin. So maybe it relates, it doesn't fully, but maybe it relates to the fact whether Erisin itself is a mitzvah or not. Right, this woman wants to do mitzvahs. Right, so she right away she's ready to have a second Erisin. Is Erisin a mitzvah? So again, this is a major topic as we know of Machlokas, known as the Machlokas between the Rosh, Tosfos, and the Rambam, whether getting married itself is a mitzvah. Everybody agrees that Peruvu is a mitzvah. Having a boy and a girl, or having two boys according to Beis Shammai, but we pass on a boy and a girl, that for sure is a mitzvah. What about getting married itself? Ki yikach. Is that a mitzvah? So it is somewhat unusual that the cases, what is, if getting married is a mitzvah, what's the source in the Torah? There's no source in the Torah that talks about it's a mitzvah to get married. It's the context of divorce. Or the context of, Imo Simsa, Ki Yikach. So that's a separate question. Why the mitzvah of marriage, if it is a mitzvah, is found in such an unusual place. But the Rambam clearly holds in a few places that getting married is a mitzvah. He counts it in Sefer HaMitzvos. And he has it at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam talks about history. It's only three or four places in all of Mishnah Torah where the Rambam talks about history. Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he talks about history. And in Hilchas Chanukah, he talks about history. And right here in Hilchas Ishus, Kodeh Matan Torah, the Rambam says, Haya Adam Pokeh Isha Bashuk. Before Ma'amad Har Sinai, man will meet a woman in the Shuk. In Maratza Hu Vihi Lisa Osa. If they want to get married, machnisa labeso uba labeno labenatzmo v'tiela leisha. This is what we would call nisuin and bia. That's all there was. Kivan shenitna Torah. Once the Torah was given, mitzavu Yisrael shem yirtze ha'ish lisa isha. If the people want to get married, yikne osa tchila b'fnei edim. You have to do a ma'isa kinyan. You have to do kiddushin beforehand. V'achar kach tiela leisha. You have to first create a context, create a relationship. A legal relationship, Erisin, and then be able to have Nisuin. V'likuchen elu mitzvahs aseh shel Torah heim. These likuchen, says the Rambam, are a mitzvah d'araisa. U'be'achad mishlosh edvar mo'isha nikneis, in one of three ways, ketzah shtar and bia, then the very famous formulation of the Rambam, different girsos. The Rambam, in one girsa says, kesef bidivrei sofrim, another girsa shloshta min haTorah, but that's the Rambam clearly in Perek Aleph. In Perek Gimel as well, the Rambam says, there are birchas erisin made before the marriage, and the Rambam says, just like you make a bracha before you do any mitzvah, so too you make a bracha before you get married, just like any mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita. And other Rishonim follow as well, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rosh clearly argues. The Rosh in Meseches Ksubis, in the first parak, says, no. There's no such thing as getting as marriage being a mitzvah. The mitzvah is peruvu. And if you could have a child without marriage, says the Rosh, for example, with a pilegesh, we're not advising that, but that's the, says the Rosh, that would work. So you would be able to have a child without marriage. Says the Rosh, what's my biggest raya? The bracha. The bracha doesn't sound like a berachas ha-mitzvah. Why don't we say, we don't say that. We say, but the whole bracha, says the Rosh, sounds like a bircha shabach. That is morad that there's no mitzvah going on here. The nirali, ki bracha zu, eina bracha lasiyas ha-mitzvah, ki piri verivya, hainu kiyam ha-mitzvah. Vim lakach pilegesh, vikiyam piri verivya, eino mechuyav lakadesh isha. says the Rosh. There's no obligation. Ve'ein chiyah b'mitzvah zu she'ein bakiyah mitzvah period v'rivya. Hilkach lo niskana bracha l'mitzvah zu. That's why there is no bracha on this. Ve'lo dummy l'shchita. It's not like shchita, which is also your choice. But if you choose to do shchita, it's a mitzvah with a bracha. If you choose, here it's not even that. If you choose to get married, no. Says the Rosh, it's less than that. Right, it's not a bracha, so it's a bracha, that's a bracha of Shevach Vehoda. That is the Rush. The Ritva has a middle formulation. The Ritva says, it's a mitzvah without a birchas mitzvah. The Rambam is in one extreme, it's a mitzvah with a birchas mitzvah. An unusual looking birchas mitzvah. The Rosh says, it's not a mitzvah and a birchas shevach. The Ritva in Ksubis, in the first paragraph of Zion, says, it's in between. It is a mitzvah, but I have to agree to the Rosh. Doesn't sound like a birchas mitzvah. So there's no birchas mitzvah here. Why isn't there a birchas mitzvah? That's a good question. Why Chazal didn't institute? But the Ritva is clear that it is a mitzvah. Says the Ritva, ki af al pi she'ein a birchas ha-mitzvah, kiven she'omedes b'makom birchas ha-mitzvah, makdimin oso lakdim bracha l'maisa, v'imavat l'minag darazeh. You still treat it like a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach that has to do with the mitzvah, and that's why you do it beforehand for over lasiyasin as well. But, and he says, the bracha is asher kiddushah, mashi kiddushah, gadosh baruch hu yosem yishar ha-umos, v'in yipiri v'rivya, and that's why we're mesader it, Shetzivano al Arayos, and he continues. But that is those are the three deis. But again, maybe that relates to why this woman is so bent on getting married right away, because you know it's a mitzvah. And she's trying to do trying to get into this mitzvah. There is, relating to this whole sugya, we can actually mention this on any daf here in this mesecta. I saw recently the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in Bamidbar in Simin Samach Hay had the following shaila: does a person, if they have the power, if a person did an Avera, and they have the power to do something to undo their Avera, not just tshuva, but they have a power to undo the Avera, does one have an obligation to try to do whatever they can to undo the Avera legally? So where would this come up? Somebody is shochet bachutz. Somebody shechs bachutz, and then they do tshuva. Or, the case he quotes of the Avnei Ezer, somebody is shochet bachutz, shechs a carbon bachutz ba'ones. Should they go do she'ela on the hakdasha, and then memela there wouldn't be shkut echutz because it wasn't a karbon, right? Like that. Or let's say someone, he quotes the Rebbe Kiveger, someone is toreim min hara al hayafe. You're supposed to be toreim the good stuff to give to the kohen. So I'm mafresh ra al hayafe, which works trumaso truma, but I did it. It's called the siyas chait. It's an avera. Do I have to be shoel on the hafrasha, and then memela I won't have done the avera? Or even less, he quotes a machlokas between the stifler and Rav Shach. Let's say a woman forgot to make a bracha on the hafrasha shchala. She's mafresh shchala, she forgot to make the bracha. Should she be shoel on the hafrasha in front of three men, so then she'll be able to be mafresh again with a bracha? Another case, did she do something wrong? She didn't get to do the bracha. So the stifler says that, no, it's a bracha shein esricha. She already did the mitzvah. Forget it. And the Avi Ezri of Shach says, no, the me'acher she'nishal u'bitel hafrashaso shuvein zu bracha she'nisricha. There's no more hafrasha, so then she has to be hafrash again. So this is the sugya. If you can do something, so let's say a woman was made a neder, and then she violated the neder. Should she do her best to convince her husband and her father, whatever it is, to be mafrash? Let's say nisuin. That's a case we have somebody else involved. Or let's say it's just somebody else. Does somebody have that chiyuv? So he goes through the lumbus and says, I'm not so sure. What about the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Siman Reishvav, if somebody's making a bracha on an apple, bracha to Hashem, and then the apple drops down a sewer. What do you say? Lamdeni chukecha. So does that relate to this? Or do you say, oh, there you didn't do anything wrong yet. So there it's preventative. It's not changing what was. But this is the sugya, and he says, Misvara, he wouldn't think that you would have to do this because you have to do tshuva. You do something wrong, do tshuva. Don't try to get out of it some other way. You did the Aveira. He doesn't think there is a chiyuv. And anyway, it also relates whether we say the sugya of l'mafreya, l'mafreya, or mikana l'haba l'mafreya. Even if I'm oker it, do we say it never occurred? Or no, it occurred, so you did the Aveira anyway. That's also not so clear. But he says there are Rishonim that give off this impression that if you could be matur neder after violating, you know, it might be a good idea to undo it. But either way, this is in Simin Samachay here in Bamidbar. Fascinating. If you have a way of getting out of an Avera, do you have a chiyuv to do that? Again, by any, you don't have it by too many mitzvahs, right? By hafrashus and by nidarim. Those are the only ones where you could be shot, or by a hakdasha, by any avera related to a carbon. Let's say a kohen is mefagel. You know, let's say, could you get out of it? Somebody, and then ate it with kares. So you have it by certain mitzvos, but do you have a chiyuv? And should you, are you encouraged to get out of it that way, or just do tshuva and worry about it there? Either way, that's Rav Asher Weiss right here. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem. We could also talk about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but we'll leave that for now, and we will continue Be'ez Hashem next time.